So it's really hard to be a Jewish kid in America at Christmas time. I know, because I was one, and now I have two sons that are also Jewish kids in America at Christmas time. It's particularly hard if you come from an interfaith couple or family, as I did. My mom grew up Catholic, and my dad is Jewish, and now I married an Irish Catholic man, so my children have the same scenario. It's hard because everything around you is celebrating this really cool, like, holiday with lots of fun music and the trees and the presents, and, you know, it sounds really awesome, but Hanukkah is kind of a minor holiday, so there's not as much going on. But you have to kind of figure out how do I have your own Jewish identity. And there were some core memories that I formed that really helped me do that. I remember sitting at my kitchen table growing up. My mom was grating potatoes. My mom, even though she was the Catholic one, was really helpful in helping me have my Jewish identity. So she's grating the potatoes for the latkes, and then she's grating the onions, and there's like tears streaming down her face because there's so many onions that go into the latkes. And then, you know, you throw them into the frying pan, and it always splatters because there's a little water in the potatoes. It's always very exciting. We also would deep fry donuts, which is also very exciting at home. And I just remember doing that. I remember going to my grandparents' house, my Catholic grandparents' house, and they're very staunch Catholics. They didn't want us to light the menorah if Hanukkah fell on Christmas. So I remember going to like the back guest bedroom and like quickly lighting the menorah and doing the blessings and then blowing it out. I remember going to my temple growing up. My temple had this beautiful sculptural Hanukkah outside. Most of the year it just looked like a sculpture, but it actually had places for big, giant candles, and we would go, and there was always an off-duty police officer there for safety, but the whole congregation would congregate and sing songs, and it was always sub-20 degrees, freezing cold. So sometimes, you know, the whole congregation was just me and my family and the cantor. That was all who showed up, but that was really fun. And then I remember all my cousins coming to our house and celebrating, eating the latkes, playing dreidel, which as a professional game developer now, I can say dreidel is not a good game. It's not very well balanced. But we would play until we had eaten too much gelt, and we could no longer play dreidel because there was no gelt. And then we would exchange presents, which were always very small because Hanukkah is a relatively minor holiday in the Jewish calendar of holidays. A lot of socks. Yeah. Last year, I give them chapstick. So now, as I'm raising my sons, I'm trying to help them establish their own core Jewish memories at this time of year. One of my non-Jewish friends gave me this great book, which sadly is out of print, but if you're looking for a good gift, go find it on eBay or something. It's called The Latke Who Couldn't Stop Screaming, A Christmas Story. And it's about this latke that it's magical, right, because it's Christmas. So it's this latke who gets born in a frying pan and jumps out of the frying pan and runs through this village, and he meets all these Christmas things, like Christmas lights. It's decorated for Christmas time. Christmas lights and Christmas trees. And they keep conflating him with Christmas. And the Christmas lights say, "You sound like hash browns. I bet you'd go well with a Christmas ham." Which is probably true, and maybe I'll try it, you know. And eventually, the latke finds a Jewish family, and they eat him. And it's like he found his place. He found his true meaning. And I read that story to my sons. I've read it to them as they've been growing up. I've read it to them. But when my son was 3, I don't think he had totally gotten it. And he started seeing the Christmas lights going up in our neighborhood. And he was like, "Mom, can we have some Christmas lights?" And I said, "Well, no, we're Jewish. We don't really do that." And he was like, "No, Mom, we need Christmas lights. I want Christmas lights." And I was like, "Oh, we're Jewish. I don't really do that." And he kept asking. He's a very persistent guy. So I went on Amazon, and it turns out Christmas lights are like $10 which is like prime Hanukkah price point. So I bought him a set of Christmas lights, and I wrapped it in my Hanukkah wrapping paper. And like on the third night of Hanukkah, I gave it to him, and he opened it up, and he was the happiest Jewish boy there ever was. And he said, let's go put him up. And I was like, great. The backyard is great. Let's do the backyard. So we strung him up in the backyard. We have a holly bush in back. And they were these LED lights that came with a remote control. And he could change like the pattern. And it was really, he was like very excited by it. And he would go out and do it for long into January. And there were red and blue and green and white lights, and you could change the colored patterns. And so, you know, the next year we put them up. The year after we didn't. It's kind of gone back and forth. This year he did say he wants to put them up again. But he had a suggestion. He was like, Mom, why didn't they make the lights so that you could just do them white and blue? And I was like, that would be a great feature for the lights. You know, then it could be a little bit more friendly to all denominations. And then my other son, I don't have as many worries about him. So my kid's last name is Murphy. Sometimes we call him Rabbi Murphy. I got a picture last year. His class, he goes to the YMCA daycare. His class had made menorahs out of construction paper, and the picture was him holding his menorah up and pointing at it in the front of the class, and everybody else is watching him. And the caption was, "Reed telling everyone all about Hanukkah." I thought that was so nice. Here they are. They're developing their Jewish identities. So this year, Hanukkah is, the first night of Hanukkah is Christmas. And we will be celebrating with my in-laws, my Catholic in-laws. But several years ago, my mother-in-law went to the Museum of Modern Art and bought a whale menorah. And so we will light the Hanukkah menorah, and we will say I will say the blessings, and maybe we'll sing a song or two. And my kids will explain to their cousins what Hanukkah is about in some small way. And we'll celebrate together. And I'm just so proud of my sons and sort of how they're forming their Jewish identities. And I'm thankful for my community for helping me raise these two little Jewish boys. So it's not Hanukkah yet, but happy early Hanukkah, happy holidays, Chag Sameach, as you say in Hebrew. Thank you.